1071 CJCS. I'm Kate, and in the studio with me, it's a pleasure to have Kelly McIntosh and Andy Pogson with the Stratford Perth Museum and with the Crailer Trailers event, the Crailer Girls musical. There's a lot of titles going on. And so we are really looking forward to the Crailer Girls musical and the Crailer Trailers starting this weekend and on March 22nd. So let's get some backstory in here. The Crailer Girls play was a thing first. And tell me about the Crailer Girls play.
So the Crailer Girls play was done in 2021 for the Here For Now Festival. It was created by myself, Kelly McIntosh, Stacey Smith, and Severin Thompson. It was in the height of the pandemic, so we were all working on Zoom and independently researching and learning about this Crailer Girls ball team, which was a ladies' ball team in the 40s and 50s, and the lives of the women that played on this championship ball team, this very successful ball team. We did it for Here For Now. We had a wonderful turnout, a lot of great feedback from local audience members who came and told us their stories. And one of the people who came to see the show was Dana Manning. And she loved it and told us how amazing it was and suggested that it be, or encouraged us that it be a musical.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. So you guys then worked with Dana to create the musical.
We are in the process now
of
creating that musical. Dana's incredibly talented. Like, she comes up with these wonderful ideas, and we throw a few bones at her, and she creates these beautiful songs. And so we are in the process of creating that musical now, and we need and want more stories. We want to hear from our community and hear what else we can mine to deepen this story and deepen the musical as a whole.
So that's kind of what the Crailer Trailers event is all about, is gathering more info.
Yeah. So this is now a musical preview and the community conversations, where we get to talk to audience members and show them a little bit about what we're working on and get some feedback about that and about what they remember, and hope that it inspires more storytelling and learning about their experience and what they remember and what they would love to see to help us show Stratford, show Crailer Girls, show this community their story.
That is really cool. And Kelly, you were telling me some of the history of the Crailer Girls. Did you want to tell the audience a bit of the history in case they've never actually heard of them before?
So the Crailer Girls, I'm not exactly sure when that team started. Certainly fast pitch was such a big thing for everyone in the earlier part of last century. But the Crailer Girls, so hopefully many of you have heard of Crailer Manufacturing, right? It's a theme we've had at the museum now for like the last decade. And it's a story everyone is really interested in, because like the CNR locomotive repair shops, everybody lived in that part of town near the shops. And every house had someone in their family who worked there. Similarly for Crailer Manufacturing Co., which is where the Arden Park is right now, where we are at the studio.
Yeah, pretty much.
there's all the kids in the neighborhood, they went to the Juliet School. Their families worked at Crailers. We just did this wonderful conversation with John Kastner about Grand Trunk 101. And a story that came out during that was that the youth, like the kids, they kind of were, they had these little like wars where they would go and bust the windows at the CNR shops, and then they'd blame the Crailer kids. Like, there was the battling neighborhoods, and then there was this police officer who like built a boxing ring in his backyard to calm everybody down, like
a fight club.
But the point is, and I'll get back to the Crailer women's history in a second, is what the museum is really, I feel, my heart is full, is so successfully doing with these stories, is we're looking at the history that we know in the books and that we can find and research. But when you bring people into a room, there's a tension there. There's emotion. There's an actual important connection that people have to celebrate. And there's nostalgia, there's sentiment, there's wounds. And the fact that the museum can be a safe place for people to come and say, I've got my mom's jacket in the basement, and she never really talked with me about this history.
Right.
That is transformative, and these women and their incredible contribution to the culture and the sports culture is acknowledged. And we can talk about specific women who are still alive who came to the show. So back to the Crailer women's team. Many of you have seen the movie A League of Your Own, and people often will compare A League of Their Own with Crailer Girls. Mm-hmm. It's a little different, but that part of history, I don't think women expected that during the war they would become famous ballplayers,
right,
which is what happened in the States.
Yeah.
And similarly, things skyrocketed for Crailer Girls here in Stratford to the point where there were 5,000 people attending their games. And it kept going.
Yeah.
It kept going after the war. In fact, it was building in momentum right up until 1953, the year that our play is set. And that was the year, you know, where the CNR shops were coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first rehearsals of the Stratford Festival down the hill from the tennis courts, which is where the Crailer Ball Diamond was. And it was also at the end of that season, a championship-winning year for the Crailer girls, some of whom were being scouted and playing exhibition games south of the border, that they pulled the plug on the All-American Girls Ball Association south of the border, and those dreams came to an end. Now, what comes to mind is, you know, Andy was speaking earlier about often you do a play, and then people show up and they give, because they see it, then you start to get the real stories. So we're trying to get ahead of that by doing these Crailer trailers. And an example of that last time when we did the Here for Now show was I saw a picture of a player. I found out her name was Kathleen Stock, and I was trying desperately to find out if she had any surviving relatives, who she was, because man, could she ever hit a ball. Like she was, you could see in the photos.
Yeah.
And maybe 2 weeks before we opened, I don't know how she found out, but her daughter got my contact information, Kathleen Stock, and she phoned me up. And that's when I got the story of who Kathleen was. And how she was remarkable because she's the only woman I could see ever listed in the history books who was also a coach.
Wow.
So she was a third base coach. And she told me that she had all of her mom's stuff, but that she didn't know much about it because after that year, she was married. She moved away, and she didn't work for Crailers anymore, which is sometimes what happened with women when they got married.
Right.
And she never played ball again. And Kathleen brought like 10 or 15 people to the play, like, because there are all these descendants of Kathleen that had that girls who play ball who didn't know about their grandmother's legacy.
It's in their DNA.
Yeah. Well, that's an earful for everybody, but you can see we get really passionate and excited about it. And the Crailer girls themselves, when they came to see the show, I mean, it was a kind of an energy that I don't know. You could, Andy, we have to talk to Andy because Andy is related to a Crailer girl.
Right, okay.
Yeah, when that all started, when I remember being in a car with Stacy and Kelly, we were coming back from Blythe, and Kelly was talking about, I have this idea for a play, something about this Crailer girls ball team in the 50s. And as she's telling me this story, I said, my aunt used to play on that team.
Yeah.
We had no conversation about this.
Oh my
all of my aunts played ball. We're all very strong ball players. But my Aunt Marg played on the 1953 team, a part of that championship team. She had a heck of an arm, apparently. and it was just really exciting to sort of have that kind of family connection that we found.
Yeah.
And she has been to see the show. She'll come back and see this this event as well. And it's just wonderful to hear from her and from all of these women who have played, did play, have family that played. Because so often, and this happens, as you said earlier, what often ends up happening is they come to see a play and then we're all finished the show, and we're standing around, we're talking to the audience and talking to the community, and there's a lot going on, and that's when somebody will come up and say, you know, my mom played on the softball team.
Right.
And that's when we want to hear that story, but there's so much other activity going on, or they have to get in their car and drive back to London or right. wherever they're going. So we want, as you say, we want to get ahead of that and give that opportunity for people to share their stories, to mm-hmm. see some of what we're working on and see how that inspires more conversation and learning about each other and giving people a chance to share.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's really exciting about this,
yeah,
this opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. So this is a great opportunity to get a sneak peek of the musical, but also to hear these stories. So the first Crailer Trailers is coming up this Saturday, and then there's another one on March 22nd. Give us the event details. Like, how's it going to go on the days?
Sure. Yeah. So they're at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We've sold a lot of tickets, so
awesome.
if you want to get in there, definitely head to the website and go to the tickets tab, and you can buy tickets. They cost $20. They're $15 for museum members, or you can call us between 10 and 4 at the museum. We're going to open the doors at 1. It's a licensed event with, of course, peanuts and popcorn. And if I can find some Cracker Jack, we'll have some of that too. And everybody can ease in, and then we'll sit down and probably be gathered for about 2 hours, share stories, share excerpts. And yeah, that's what we're doing for both of those days.
Oh,
and we
so
encourage
cool.
people to bring, if they have memorabilia, if they have clippings,
right. artifacts,
yeah. things that can inspire stories or that they just want to share. This is what this is for, a chance not just to watch some theater, some pieces of a musical that's in development, but also a chance to share your stories.
Right.
And we also have a wonderful Crailer exhibit in mm-hmm. the front. So with coming to this, you also get into the museum. And we will have a table, and we may even have a museum, someone from our collections there, in case there are people who are like, I just want this item to be safe. Maybe this is appropriate for the museum to put into their collections,
yeah.
or give us their contact information, because in case we decide to do a very specific exhibit on the Crailer Girls in the future. But I mean, that's what the museum is there for. It's to protect and celebrate our history. And often people, they have these wonderful items, and they want to know that eventually they'll end up in a safe home,
right?
Where
yeah.
they can be shared and enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. And the collections room, I have been in it, and it is marvelous. Holy cow! Just walking through the shelves is like walking through history. It's just crazy. So that's really cool. And we'll also have this on our community calendar as well, and StratfordPerthMuseum.ca for those tickets to the Crailer Trailers. I can't wait for this musical to be done.
Neither can we. We hope we can interest some theater company out
yes.
there to properly produce this wonderful Stratford story.
Well, thank you so much, Kelly McIntosh and Andy Pogson, with the Crailer Trailers.
Yeah. Thanks,
amazing.
Kate.
Thank you.